Chapter 12, The Son of Jehoiada. As they walked through the park, the path they were on began to rise higher and higher until they reached the summit. Looking in front of them, they could see the great worship hall with its four huge angled towers rising up hundreds of feet on the four corners of the building. The massive gold dome and the cupola at the center of the building rose up even higher into the clouds. To the right of them, they could see the mountain on which the majestic throne of God stood, shining brightly with different shades of blue emanating from the rainbow that encircled it. They watched the river of life flow as it began its journey from the throne and continued down the mountain and into the distant horizon. Jonathan breathed out slowly in awe as he was captured by the moment. He was brought back as he heard Jesus say, "Jonathan, walk ahead a little bit farther, and you will see a garden. Enter in, and you will meet one of your brothers who gave his all for the sake of righteousness. I will see you in just a little while." Jonathan walked a short distance and found the garden's entrance. As he walked in, he saw a man sitting on a bench dressed in white with a crown upon his head. The man got up, walked over to Jonathan and said, "Hello, Jonathan. My name is Zechariah. The Lord called me here to tell you my story. And I am also looking forward to hearing yours." Jonathan said, "I don't think my story will be as exciting as yours." Zechariah said, "We all have many stories where the Lord has become the champion in our lives. I believe God's Spirit did not make you timid, but He gave you a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Jonathan, God used His creative power in Christ Jesus for you to do His glorious work, which He prepared in advance for you to do. I know I will hear wonderful stories from your life, for He who started a good work in you surely has brought it to completion. So, here is my story. I was the son of Jehoiada, the priest. I lived in the time of King Joash of Jerusalem, around 800 BC. My father was a faithful priest in God's kingdom in Judah. My father was a man devoted to the things of the Lord, and he even influenced King Joash to do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. All the years of my father's life, he helped Joash restore the temple of the Lord our God. As long as my father Jehoiada lived, burnt offerings were presented continually in the temple of our Lord. My father was old and full of years, and he died at the age of 130. He was buried with the kings in the city of David because of the good he had done in Israel for God and his temple. After my father Jehoiada died, Joash was led astray by the officials of Judah, who came because they paid homage to him, and he listened to them. They then abandoned the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and worshipped Asheroth, poles, and idols. After this, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem. Although the Lord sent prophets to the people testifying against the falsehood, so that they would return to him, they would not listen. It was at this time that the Spirit of God came upon me, and I stood before the people and said, "This is what God says. Why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, He has forsaken you." After this, they plotted against me, and by order of the king, they stoned me to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. King Joash did not remember the kindness my father Jehoiada had shown to him, but he killed me. I called out to him. My last words were, "May the Lord see this and call you to account." Today, I praise the Lord that my death was not in vain, for it encouraged many people to be faithful to the Lord, even unto death. My death was even mentioned by our Savior when he spoke to his disciples in his earthly ministry. He said in the book of Matthew 23:34-36, "Therefore I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I tell you the truth, all this will come upon this generation." Zechariah turned and looked away from Jonathan, and he could tell that he was deep in thought. Zechariah was looking down upon the streets of gold, watching the river of life flow. He continued to look at all the people walking, talking, and enjoying the Lord's bounty. He turned back to Jonathan and said, "Who am I that the Lord of glory would let my story be told in light of his great sacrifice? I am mentioned in Scripture, and that in itself is glorious enough. But now my story is being told to you today, and many others also have heard it. Who am I that the Lord of glory should show such favor to me?" As Zechariah finished his sentence, the Lord Jesus entered into the garden and walked over to them. And then he said, "My beloved Zechariah, you and your father served me faithfully all the days of your life. You served my people faithfully, and you were a great blessing to my church throughout the ages. Zechariah, I have loved you before the foundations of the world were created, and I loved you when I began knitting you together in your mother's womb. I loved you as you grew up, and I directed your life like an artist controls a brush. It was always my purpose and desire to bless you all the days of your life and to bring you into my kingdom as an example of one who loved me, even unto death." Jesus then took something from his royal robe, handed it to Zechariah, saying, "I am giving you this white stone with a new name written on it, known only to you, the one who receives it." As Zechariah reached out and received the gift from his Savior's hands, he looked at the white stone and examined it, and finally read the word that was written on it. The words hit Zechariah deep within and filled him with an inexpressible joy. His face seemed to glow, and his garments seemed to even become whiter, if that were possible. The shepherd reached out, embraced him, and said, "Welcome, my beloved friend. You were faithful with little, and look now at your great reward. All this is yours, even the kingdom." Their meeting had now ended, and as Zechariah walked home, he passed many saints, and his countenance shone brightly upon them. As he passed, they smiled, for they knew he was with the Lord of glory, and something amazing must have happened. Then the Lord turned to Jonathan and said, "You have many more people I want you to meet." They once again began walking into the valley below and onto the streets of gold.